Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Good afternoon to you all. Great to have your company again this Wednesday afternoon. Well, it's time to take 25. Sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. There's a great track to start our afternoon. Well, Irene's back. I've managed to snapple her and keep her here, although she does want to be a slice of lemon and not a teaspoon of sugar. But anyway, we'll change that that thinking around. So welcome back, Irene. It's great to have you as part of the team.
Thank you, Mariska. Love being here.
Now, one thing I wanted to talk about today, I had a mother-in-law come in and decide to stay for the weekend. Now, she's celiac, so there was a big kind of panic rush out to the supermarket to look for anything that was gluten-free, you know, like your normal stuff, like your breads and your breakfast and everything else. But as I found some really, really nice, actually, looking muesli, which was gluten-free. And interestingly enough, it was just in the breakfast aisle. It wasn't in the special gluten-free area. But as I turned the packet and looked at the back of it, I looked at how many sugars were in there. Now, Kim and I last year did a program on sugars, and we actually bemoaned sugar, but we didn't really kind of understand anything about sugar, but also how we can substitute sugar. But as I looked at the back of this packet of this very healthy-looking muesli, it listed carbohydrates as 17.5, sugars as 0.909, and I'm thinking, I don't actually know what that means. Is this gluten-free? Okay, good on one hand, but yet packed with sugar. Now, you've been a little bit of a chef. I thought I might ask you that question this afternoon.
Well, that's a really good one to get me started on, because sugar is one of my biggest bone of contentions in the world today. There's nothing wrong with sugar. Good sugars, natural sugars, they're great. You know, you use them in cooking, preserving, everything, not a problem. But once again, it's the things that are being abused and the corrupt information, and I have to say corrupt information, that is being given to society so that they can sell their products and whatnot.
Good marketing again, yeah.
Exactly. It's the, good marketing is great if it's honest.
Yeah. Well, let's try and find some of that.
So you're saying 9 gram. Now I'm looking at that packet and I'm seeing the dried fruits and the Brazil nuts and the almonds and all the things that are in there, and they all have natural sugars in them. They are okay. Loads of diets will tell you they're not. They'll tell you not to eat almonds and avocados and all sorts of great stuff because they've got sugars in them. Those sugars are fine. You cannot eat too much fruit. No such thing. Fruit is full of sugar.
That's true, and you hear a lot about that, actually, to be wary of how much fruit that you eat. I mean, I eat it anyway. I don't care about those things. But you do hear that there's so much sugar in fruit, so you should, you know, when you're on a diet, think about that. But yeah,
those aren't the sugars that we need to be getting rid of. And the reason I say corrupt is because parents once again have a terrific job trying to sort out what is healthy food for their children. They're all busy working, so they're happy to go and buy what is packaged as children's lunch food, children's snack food, etc. from the supermarkets, and they don't understand how much sugar is in it. Because we have a tremendous amount of products in New Zealand where white sugar is being used as a filler. So, for instance, tomato sauce, a bottle of tomato sauce is 3/4 white sugar, the rest food colouring, flavouring, and you've got a tiny little bit of tomato in it. But kids are given tomato sauce from a very early age in their life.
That's true, yeah.
Along with lovely little cheese packets for their lunches that have little crackers with them, and the little fructose sticks. And I mean, there's dozens of things that are being sold as being healthy snack foods for children, and they are full of the filler sugar, which is very addictive. And so right from 6 months old, they're starting to get introduced to sugar. It continues all the way through until by the time they're 5, they're being diagnosed with diabetes.
So what should we be looking out for on the back of the packet? Like I've just mentioned, I don't really know what that means when I read that and whether that's good or bad. What is it that we should actually be looking out for on the back of the packets to make us more aware and informed of what's actually in that particular product?
Well, this is where it becomes particularly hard, because even I don't know what it means. Being a chef, I can look in and I can say, okay, it's got 9 grams of sugar, but it's got a lot of dried fruits and nuts and things in, so maybe that's accounting for the sugar. Maybe there is no extra added sugar in it. But I don't really know, because we are not forced to label and itemise this out. Fructose, which is a good sugar, naturally found in fruit and that, is not necessary to be labelled on the packets. And this is how the marketing of children's food, they get away with it because they don't have to split the sugars out. So it's a hard one. I mean, busy mums and dads don't have time to Google and find out every single little product. So all I can say is just stick to fresh, 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 fresh.
Well, that was interesting, actually, because of the lady, the teller at the supermarket, she was saying, oh, you know, what's your weekend like going to be like? And I'm like, yeah, mother-in-law, celiac. And she turned around and I said, you know, what on earth do you buy? And she turned around and said, anything that's not in a packet.
Yes.
And I thought, gosh, isn't that interesting? Yeah. Because we eat very much like that anyway with the garden and the orchard. But it is interesting when you start thinking about, yeah, the packet stuff, the convenience, I suppose, that it is. So I suppose one thing for me, thinking about some of the preserving, the jams and stuff that I make, there's always sugar that is in the recipes. For example, just recently doing cucumbers, pickled cucumbers, 2 cups of sugar went in. Now, I'm not a confident enough cook, baker, as you know. Yeah, she's laughing here, listeners, because she knows this. She asked me to crack an egg once, and oh my gosh, the horror look on my face, and I think that said it all. But I'm not confident enough to know, can I swap that out with something else? Can I lessen it? Well, actually, I did end up lessening the second batch of pickled cucumbers because I thought, this is a whole lot of sugar going in. So I only put in 1 1/2 cups. But again, are there things that we can swap out for that refined sugar? And I am talking white sugar because that's what the recipe says. Can we swap some stuff out? Can we lessen things? What are some of the options there?
Yeah, tons. Just always go natural. Always stay natural. White sugar's not even allowed in my house, but there's tons of sugar in my house. I've got raw sugar, brown sugar, cane sugar. I've got maple syrup, which is wonderful, as long as you buy the real maple syrup and not the maple syrup flavoured one, which once again is just sugar. Honey is wonderful. It's really a case of changing your habit, because your palate from birth has been indoctrinated and refined right down to white sugar. So nothing tastes the same. You try and have a cup of tea with brown sugar instead of white sugar, look, you know, you just don't like it. So it's a matter of trying to change habits.
That's maybe why my mother-in-law went and made her own cup of tea after I'd made hers, because we do have raw sugar. Yeah, maybe her cup of tea was no better than mine because of the raw sugar that actually went in there. So obviously for me, we have lots of honey because we have bees. But I suppose as for a recipe, when you're baking something, there's a bulk. The sugar, I'm presuming, as you said before, filler, or it bulks up the recipe. So if you substitute that for something else, is that bulk that's going to change the bulk of the recipe, I can imagine?
Yes, it is, and that's a matter of just experimentation, and I can't sort of really help you there. I mean, 1 cup of raw sugar really is equivalent to about 3/4 of a cup of white sugar, just in my own. So you're actually using a little bit more raw sugar when you're trying to make jams and things like that. But the best thing I can say is the most important ingredient to stop preservatives from going off is to get rid of the water.
Right.
So it's cooking it down, and it takes longer to cook down if you're using a natural sugar than a white sugar. White sugar will cook down a lot faster because of all the chemicals that it has in it. So just cook it down and use your little wax tops. You've got bees. Use that wax as well. I mean, wax is wonderful for putting on the top of preserves and that, which went out years ago.
Gosh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
It did, but it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Get rid of the white sugar, you're going to need the wax again.
Yeah. Well, if you've got any ideas out about kind of, I don't know, substituting sugar that you've found that works, do post it up on our Facebook page, and yeah, we'll see whether we've got any different ideas out there. We're just going to take a small break with a little bit of music, and we'll be back with you shortly.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. came.
spell on me. You hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. Like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. Come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
Well, if you've just joined us this afternoon, Irene and I are talking sugar. And yes, we've bemoaned sugar, but it's no use kind of keep grumbling about it. We may as well think, how can we change and what can we use as a substitute? So, Irene, I was just thinking of some of the things that we eat that actually don't have sugar, and there's not really a lot, is there?
No, that's the thing. Once again, it's become a habit. And even when I was becoming a chef, we put sugar in just about everything. But now, for instance, when I'm making savoury scones, I don't put any sugar in them. And if you have a look at all savoury scones, there's always at least a teaspoon of sugar in the scone mixture. But it's not necessary. It doesn't add anything to the scone mixture at all. And it does, the white sugar, because of the chemicals that are in it, does help it to rise just a tiny bit. But are you really going to notice that if you don't have it in there?
Well, that's true. It's just more about the taste, isn't it? And that, as you say, one teaspoon of sugar is enough to make such a difference.
Okay, so, you know, you can easily add a teaspoon of maple syrup or half a teaspoon of honey or something like that to it if you really need to have it.
Well, sugar sweetness won't really make the taste too much different.
Raw sugar's a little bit stronger in flavour than white sugar, so you've just got to be a little bit. But, I mean, you don't need it. It doesn't need to be in savoury scones and savoury muffins and things like that. It just doesn't need to be there. You've got baking powder in it. That's fine.
Yeah.
You still need to use sugar in any yeast products that you're using. So if you're wanting to make pizza bases or pancakes or anything with a yeast base, then you're going to need to put sugar in. But brown sugar works fine for that. You get the refined brown sugar. Don't make them so thick. That's healthy too.
That's true. Gosh, isn't that true? Our portions have become huge. And I know our local cafe, I go in there sometimes and I do fancy a little muffin or a little bit of something, but they're so huge. So now what I've decided is I ask them to cut it in half and just give me half. And I don't care who they give that other half to. If there's somebody behind me, I might say to them, would you like half a muffin? Because they're so big. And I know this one, and I am going to name them actually, and it's Columbus. They often do little bites. So, and I think they're only a dollar. And I bet you they probably actually sell more of those, because a cup of coffee and just a tiny little bite, it's like a cube, very small, and you want a little bit of something with your cup of coffee, but you don't want this huge, big, you know, muffin or slice that we see out there in the shops now.
I'll agree with that. I had to buy some scones. It was such a giggle. One of my daughters was having her baby shout on Sunday, and she wanted me to bring some scones. And, of course, I'm the chef in the family, so they're thinking dainty little scones, and I ran out of time, down to New World in a flash, bought these scones. They were massive. One scone was a meal. Lovely scones, great. I'm not knocking your scones, New World. They were excellent, but I cut them into four.
Yeah.
They were still big.
That's crazy, yeah. And I think maybe that's something we should look at. And again, it's hard, because when you do want something, you know, if I've got a whole muffin in front of me, there is no way I'm going to leave anything. You know, I don't have that willpower. And that's why I say, just give me half, because then I still won't leave anything. I probably still could. But at least I'm just one that, I don't know, maybe I was always taught to finish everything on my plate. That's a big excuse, isn't it?
It is a big excuse. And that's a habit you've got to change. I agree with you. I like to have a scone or a muffin every time I go in, or sometimes when I go in. And I just cut it in half and ask them to put it in a brown paper bag, and I take half home with me. I'm far too mean and nasty to give my half a scone away.
Oh, no, because I know, because then I'll still eat it at the other half of the day. And I thought, well, that's really defeating the purpose. So, wow, there you go. Our cafes out there, little tiny bites. Why don't we get back to normal sized muffins? And I bet you will all be having one of those with our cup of coffee. And for everybody out there, maybe it's time for you just to have a wee little bite with that last slurp of coffee or tea that you're having. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I could tell by the way you carry yourself. If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost. Things, but my mind didn't change. I still feel the same. What's a life with no fun? Please don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours. We both know, we know. They won't get you like I will. My only wish is I die real, cause that truth hurts and those lies heal. And you can't sleep thinking that he lies still, so you cry still, tears all in a pillowcase. Big girls all get a little taste, pushing me away so I give a space, dealing with a heart that I didn't break. I'll be there for you, I will care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that, say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. When you're ready, just say you're ready. When all the baggage just ain't as heavy and the party's over, just don't forget me. We'll change the pace and we'll just go slow. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to hide. And you've seen all my mistakes, so look me in my eyes. Cause if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost. Birthday, I get high if I want to. Can't deny that I want you, but I lie if I have to. Cause you don't say you love me to your friends when they ask you, even though we both know that you do. You do. One time been in love, one time. You and all your girls in a club, one time. Also convinced that you're following your